I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for joining us. Happy Monday. The time is 6:10, and time has changed. So if you're confused by that, you know, check your iPhone. I'm sure it knows the right time. Were you paranoid last night that your alarm wouldn't go off?
No, but I was.
I like turned my phone back on and off and tried to make sure everything was all set.
I usually turn everything off on Sundays for a while anyway, just to give them that reset.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because that seems to be something we forget to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, something goes wrong and the tech people will go, have you turned it on and off recently?
Right.
Try that first.
Okay.
Well, it's been a couple months. I don't know. Yeah. Why would I?
I never do. I stick it on the charger.
But no, but I didn't sleep. So, you know, I didn't have to worry about it waking me up.
Yeah. I actually.
There I was.
Figured I wouldn't sleep. I'm reading that book, Origins, or Origin, the Dan Brown that you recommended.
You liking it?
Really good. I'm getting a little worried that this big reveal is not going to be what I'm hoping for.
I came in and told you exactly. I told you the two questions it asks.
Yes, but don't.
And I told you my thoughts. I had an early, very early opinion. If you tell me where is the human race going, my response, honestly, would be extinct.
Oh, God.
And so the book.
Where's my Elon Musk story?
It does not end there. That's the. It's different. So I thought for sure that was going to be the way this person was going to say.
Don't give me anything.
I'm not. I'm just telling you. I already told you this much. The day I came in after I ended it.
Elon Musk yesterday made a surprise appearance at South by Southwest and did a bunch of question and answer stuff. Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Oakland A's. Baseball's back opening day and night with the A's. Check out athletics.com/green today. Elon Musk projects that his Mars spaceship will be ready for short trips by the first half of 2019. He did a little question and answer session. Totally by surprise at South by Southwest yesterday. He said SpaceX is on track to send this Mars-intended rocket on short trips. He joked about, he goes, well, my timelines aren't always perfect. So hilarious. But basically, he wants to plant the seeds to put a human colony on Mars. And he's saying cargo missions by the year 2022. So they're going to make a few flights and test the thing out, and then they're going to just start shipping stuff that we would need. He basically said, we're building the first Mars interplanetary ship. I think we'll be able to fly first short trips, flights by first half of next year.
What does he mean, short trips?
He's going to be testing it out. Like, it leaves and it comes back, like short out into outer into space, but not into, you know, space.
Not
to
Mars.
Right. 2022 is when the first cargo ships will leave. He's basically saying, I guess it's Falcon 1 is the name of this. Flights will cost less than the they're thinking $5 to $6 million, which is crazy less than they spend on one. You know, our trips to the moon were pretty expensive. He said the biggest thing that would be helpful is just general support and encouragement and goodwill. I think once we build it, we'll have a point of proof, something that other companies and countries can go and do. They certainly don't think it's possible, but if we do, then they'll up their games. He says immediately Mars will need glass domes, a power station, and an assortment of basic living fundamentals. But once the infrastructure is there, then really the explosion of entrepreneurial opportunity will begin. Mars will need everything from iron foundries to pizza joints. So once they get it all set up, he made a wide-ranging series of remarks and talked about Tesla, talked about the Boring Company.
This was all at South by Southwest. And this is the music festival?
It is.
It's music Texas? And technology and film.
It's an everything festival. Yeah. And he raised eyebrows when asked the source of his inspiration. He said, Fred Astaire and Kanye West.
What?
Somebody asked, everyone in this room is inspired by you. Who inspires you? Well, Kanye West, obviously, he said. So he's just being hilarious.
Leather jogging pants. Tell me who thought about that. No one.
David Blaine's coming to town.
Like him.
You do?
He's heading around. I know you do. So
I've watched him do some. I thought his early street magic stuff was super fun, and then he, you know, the stunts leave a little bit to be desired. They're long. They're endurance events that don't necessarily
seem magical.
Well, the magic stuff is like, look at this. Boom. All right. My attention span's good for that.
Right.
But I'm going to go
being
under,
buried alive, yeah, not, holding your breath, right, dangling from a ball. And I think he's done a couple other things too. Yeah, they're just like, I'm like, oh, well, you know, that those aren't magical. I like your magic stuff. But I have enjoyed very much some of the specials that he's done. I've never seen him live or anything. But now's your chance. There's a whole bunch of California dates, and we have two in this area. He's going to be City National Civic in San Jose on May 10th and Paramount in Oakland on May 12th. So is this, I'm sorry, Yuzi, is this Live Nation?
I actually don't recall, Sarah.
Okay. Well, I'm sure if you Google David Blaine, yeah, Oakland, or David right Blaine, up. San Jose, it'll come right up. So just wanted to give you a heads up that that's coming in May. I bet that's amazing.
Ticketmaster.
Oh, thank you. Stormy Daniels did a piece with Anderson Cooper. Looks like it's going to be on 60 Minutes, if it ever airs. So they actually, here's their line here. Stormy Daniels may get the opportunity to open her mouth to do something other than earn a living. So she did sit down for an interview, but no word on when it will air. Her lawyer posted a picture of Anderson and Stormy together on Friday. As you're probably well aware, one of President Trump's attorneys paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 for her silence about their affair back in, he paid her in 2016. I think the affair is more like early 2000s, right? Whenever Melania was pregnant, that was when it was happening, which is wonderful.
Yikes.
And she had talked about it long before there was any kind of silence agreement. In 06, she did a pretty, I want to say that's the year, she did a pretty extensive interview about it. Stormy is now claiming that their non-disclosure agreement is invalid because Trump never signed it. If she can get a judge to agree, she's free to say whatever she wants. If not, and she talks, she'd be looking at a $1 million penalty. They're saying, though, at least 10 parties have come forward and said, we'll pay your $1 million fine for you. Talk. So, and I don't know if Anderson Cooper.
I don't know if I believe that, but okay.
Yeah. Well, for $1 million, someone who hates Trump and just wants to get all this dirt out.
Well, but we.
I can easily
see
that.
Is there any dirt that we don't already. It's already there.
Yeah,
we
I feel like we already
he
know.
He boned some porn star. He cheated on his wife and then paid her to shut the hell up, and she's not. There's the story, everyone.
Mm.
I just saved everybody a bunch of trouble.
And $1 million.
I just don't know why. I mean, I get it that people hate the guy. I'm not a fan either, but I don't see why you'd give someone $1 million to pay their fine when
I think you'd do it
know
if
the
you,
story.
If you were looking, I mean, to me, CNN or possibly 60 Minutes or, you know, whoever's going to air this thing is the one who would want to pay that because people would look. That would be a good ratings.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you pay someone like that, haven't you ruined the story?
I think
like 60 Minutes can't pay that.
They would be paying her fine. I have no idea what the credibility, because to me that is absolutely true.
Like I don't think
like
they
it
can.
It would have to be a private party, right?
Yeah,
because you can't pay for interviews or stuff like that.
Right.
Anyone would come out and say 60 Minutes paid that chick $1 million.
Yeah, she's gonna say whatever they want her to say.
They're not paying her.
I understand that.
I think maybe that's the only technicality that can get them around it. Like, we knew that this might incur a fee, and we agreed to pay this fee on her behalf, I guess. Yeah, I have no idea how that would work. But and listen, I don't see the people's names here that have offered to pay.
Right, I don't think
$1 million. Oh, I don't doubt it at all. I think even that hustler dude, what's his name, Larry Flint?
Yeah,
I bet he'd pay it.
And who's that guy, Tom something, who's trying to get the president impeached from California? I think Tom Stryer.
I don't know.
He would be happy to pay that million. He's a billionaire.
That one, remember with the Hulk Hogan Gawker thing?
Oh, Peter Thiel. He would never pay.
Oh, Peter Thiel. That's
it. Yeah, he's the one that helped Trump. He was in charge of his campaign contributions or something. He oversaw that.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got to be hard for him living around here.
He doesn't.
I thought he had a place over in the marina.
He does.
Didn't he say he was moving very specifically?
He sold that place, but he also has a place in the Millennium Tower.
Oh, well, as much as he might want to sell that place.
I don't know if he sold it, though.
He probably can't.
But he's right.
No one wants it.
Oh, lean on me.
Him and Elon Musk, for the longest time, hated each other's guts.
Who, Peter Thiel?
Yeah.
Because
they were both up for that PayPal CEO position.
Oh.
And they gave it to Elon. Anyway, Peter's worth $2.5 billion.
What's Elon worth? Elon's got to be worth more than that, right?
Yeah. $33
billion. Oh, boy.
He's worth $20.5 billion.
Oh, that's not enough. We need to get him more money.
Really?
Sure. He's going to get us off this planet. Kathy Griffin was on Real Time with Bill Maher on Friday. And she's announced that she's booked her first U.S. show since last May. That was when the controversial image of her holding a severed head, not the real Donald Trump head. Obviously, he still has his. But most of us have seen that picture. It was a pretty controversial one. And she lost a bunch of gigs and was
ostracized for a minute.
She was. The first gig that she's booked is Carnegie Hall in New York. And the next one is at the Kennedy Center. She joked that's right in Trump's backyard. According to her site, she has shows coming up here in San Francisco. Did you see any venue stuff on this?
Well, I've got word that we're probably going to be giving away tickets to her.
Oh. Mm. San Francisco, Seattle,
possibly
Boston.
Possibly Masonic. I can't remember exactly where.
Oh,
that
seems like the right size. She did not offer any more apologies. In fact, she said what happened to her was BS. She said the word.
On Bill Maher. Oh, my God. I can't believe she said that.
Have you seen what she's looked like recently?
Is she all continuing to jack her face up?
Well, notice her face more because her hair cut is very, 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 very short.
Oh.
And her ears are just weird looking.
Oh,
like,
oh no. I guess I haven't seen her. I haven't noticed
She looks
well, didn't
straight.
She shave
are you
her head
her,
as a cancer thing?
Oh,
for,
right.
Oh,
her
sister.
That's right, Uzi.
Right.
I guess we shouldn't make fun of her hair.
I shouldn't make fun of her.
Oh, boy. She looks like Annie Lennox.
Yes, she does. Maybe
the dye
the
job
hair,
on the hair is stark. Yeah. It's a very solid color of
orange.
Of orange. She does. She looks like she's wearing top of an orange on her head.
I like Kathy Griffin.
I do too.
I find her very funny. So she is going to be not till June 14th, 8 p.m. It's the Nob Hill Masonic Center in San Francisco on California Street.
I'm sorry. Did you say the date? I missed the date.
June 14th.
Okay. Oprah.
Sizzle.
Power. Yes, Oprah does, in fact, sizzle.
What happened with the movie? Oh, is that what you're going to do?
Yep.
She was on 60 Minutes last night.
Yeah, she did. She submitted a piece. It was about
childhood trauma.
Yeah, and this whole new way of, right. Mm-hmm. Kind of helping people, training people to, you know, ask what happened to you and not why are you like this? Or I can't remember. I was only half listening to it. It's really freaking early this morning. Anyway, the power of Oprah. She may sizzle, but it wasn't enough for her to overcome Black Panther. And especially with this bummer of a movie, it sounded like it was terrible.
Oh, the worst.
The Wrinkle in Time movie.
Yeah, there was a bunch of kids that, you know, I was hanging out with, and they were like, we want to see Wrinkle in Time. I'm like, no.
It's always so weird when you say that.
You guys got to go see Peter Rabbit or anything else besides Wrinkle in Time.
It made $33 million. I mean,
I don't know.
It's pretty solid opening. Only good enough for second place, though. Black Panther made another $41 million in its fourth week. So it's now up to, $562 million in the U.S., over $1 billion worldwide. One thing she can be happy about, the top two movies in the country right now were both directed by African Americans. That is a first. Ryan Coogler did Black Panther, and Ava DuVernay did A Wrinkle in Time. Let's see. The horror sequel, Strangers Pray at Night.
Yeah, I think it's part two of the I think there's a Strangers movie before that.
I guess so. $10 million. Red Sparrow's number four. Game Night's number five. That's pretty funny. Peter Rabbit is number six. That's made almost $100 million in 5 weeks. Death Wish, its second week, it made $6.6 million, which is quite the drop even from last week. There was a new one called The Hurricane Heist.
Yeah. Do you know who Maggie Grace is?
She from Lost.
So she's the star of it.
And she was one of Liam Neeson's daughters in one of the Taken
She's the daughter in Taken, yeah.
Anyway, that made $3.2 million. Annihilation, that's the Natalie Portman sci-fi one, and that made $3 million for ninth place. And Jumanji is number 10. So
Maggie Grace is the fully grown adult daughter playing a teenager in Taken?
Yes.
So. I don't know how old she was in Taken. It was a long time ago.
She's 70 now.
She was born in 83. I don't know when was Taken made.
I don't know. I liked the movie and had fun watching it, but I definitely felt like you couldn't get someone to...
Couldn't get an actual 17-year-old,
to play the teenager? Weird.
I just really wanted to quickly mention, since you're having your second baby, you won't have to buy all the, by that I mean you, Vinny, having your second baby on the way. You're not going to have to shell out for the crib and for all the things, hopefully you kept a lot of the stuff.
I built the crib this weekend. Mm. The room is all set up already.
Well, Khloe Kardashian's baby girl, as you know, she doesn't have anything for a baby yet because this is her first baby. Mm-hmm. So don't worry. She's asked for about $90,000 worth of stuff from some high-end kid boutique.
What's it called?
A kid boutique of their own?
Couture Kids?
The mom does, I thought.
Oh, yeah. I thought they had a baby clothing line or something. Mm. Anyway, they say she asked for several silver spoons, dripping in Versace.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. Lame. Chloe is registered at a place called Couture Kids, and her wish list totals over $90,000. A $10,000 crib, a Versace baby blanket, which is $365, a $600 Versace changing bag, Givenchy kids leather jacket for $1,450, and that's just a taste.
So what's that name you just said?
Givenchy.
Huh.
Yeah. Isn't that how you say it? I don't know.
I've heard it that way. Or
I've heard Givenchy.
Yeah. I think it's the way you say
Sarah
it.
Sarah and I will be promoting the upcoming spelling bee. We're going to do a little thing.
Uh-oh, did you practice this weekend?
Well, all the words that I keep hearing, I keep thinking of. And what did you just say again? Givenchy.
Givenchy.
I don't even know what letter that starts with. Is that
so
start with an X?
It starts with a G.
No, well, it's a G.
It's an
G.
It looks like Givenchy.
Oh.
Givenchy.
And you pronounced it how?
Givenchy. Which is how I've heard people who I would think would know
Type
say it.
Type it into Google. Yeah. See what it says.
I used to wear the perfume all the time.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. It's really a nice perfume.
Givenchy.
Uh-huh.
Givenchy. I don't know.
So I'm
making my best stab at it.
I'm looking at this Couture Kids Instagram because their website sucks. it's pretty fancy.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I would think.
Here, let me just bring in one picture and see if Vin would.
Here's
put
a guy
this
from YouTube saying it.
Yeah.
Oh, Givenchy. All right, I'll try and remember that.
She wants a jacket.
I know.
Oh my God.
A $1,400 leather baby jacket.
Ill.
It's cute.
Those are super cute.
Anything's better than...
If I could have them for $30.
Anything's better than all the glitter dresses that are out there. There's too much glitter in my car.
Glitter up your house and your car.
There's way too much glitter in my car.
All right, what's coming up in the news, Ben?
So much stuff, including, unfortunately, bad news for those of you who've stored eggs. Nitrogen failure at an SF fertility clinic may have caused you some trouble.
Oh,
also,
no.
A daycare owner is going to jail, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday. This portion of the program is brought to you by Amazon. Eddie Ift is going to be in town, looks like, is it 2 weeks from now?
27th, 28th?
Yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday, random midweek dates. But he is well worth your time, and it's great to see a comedy show on a Tuesday or a Wednesday because people are not there to just party and get wasted. They're there to enjoy the actual comedy. So Tuesday, March 27th, he's in Mill Valley at the Throckmorton Theater. And on Wednesday, he's in San Francisco at the Punchline. So Eddie F., longtime friend of the show, very active on Instagram. If you're looking for someone kind of funny to follow, he's actually, his stories are pretty funny. He's always got stuff with his little kid. His kid's just a little bit younger than Vinny's eldest daughter. Of the two daughters that he's going to have. Also, Scott Capurro is going to be joining us today at 8 o'clock. His next show is the 20th. That's a week from tomorrow at the Punchline. And that's like a Scott Capurro and Friends show. Our own Rudy, our friend Rudy, is going to be part of that. Mm-hmm. And he has a whole array of people who are going to be on. And it's more than just a comedy, it's or just stand-up routines. He does actually a lot of interaction with everybody. So some midweek comedy shows coming up that are worth your time. Scott Capurro next Tuesday at the Punchline. Amazon Fresh is hiring in Brisbane. Come to a walk-in hiring event to get an on-the-spot job offer. Learn more at amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check out our station's website. It's updated, it's new, and it is a beauty. Here's what's happening. I wanted to mention this real quick, even though it's a couple days old news. The Pathway Home Treatment Facility in Yountville had a hostage murder situation. This is a home for veterans, and it looks like it was one of the veterans that went in there and did that. The place is now closed as they're trying to figure out how to move forward. But that was local enough that it was, and it was
Friday morning.
Super frightening, yeah. So I just wanted to mention it real quick.
Three people were killed. Three ladies were killed. And there's all kinds of GoFundMe pages. Someone had posted on my wall for one of the ladies. I just said I would mention it. It's all out there. You can go find it.
Right. I went home and got in bed and took a nap and woke up, and that's when I heard about it. It was ongoing. Hadn't resolved.
Yeah. Right. San Francisco Fertility Clinic has acknowledged yesterday that it suffered a liquid nitrogen failure in a storage tank, and it may have damaged thousands of frozen eggs and embryos.
Oh, how heartbreaking.
And so all the people who, you know, were hanging their hopes and dreams for a family on these eggs may have lost that.
Wow.
They say that this wasn't the whole facility. This was one thing.
One of however many tanks they have. So awful. What a
hundreds of
thing.
Patients whose eggs or embryos were stored in the tank for future use have been notified. This is the second fertility clinic in a week that has had a similar problem.
Where was the other one?
Cleveland.
Oh my God, how random.
It is. Is it? I hope it is.
Yes, that is my hope as well, and not that someone is tinkering with these things.
The vast majority of the eggs at this clinic and embryos, in the lab were unaffected, and the facility is operating securely. But when I read this story last night, it was interesting because I had told you one of my friends, she's a professional in Silicon Valley, and she's decided to freeze some of her eggs.
It's not inexpensive.
No, it's not, and it's a whole thing. Do they call that harvesting?
Yeah, I was just looking at the cost. And this article was done a couple years ago. It says it cost about $10,000 to harvest the eggs, what you said, Vinny,
And then that is following a woman having to take all kinds of medications for weeks.
And not drink. She's so funny. She's like, I'm timing it so that I do the harvest before my birthday so I can get ripped on my birthday.
And I just, priorities, honey.
Well, I get it. You know, there you have to actually do what you're saying. There's storage fees as well.
This says storage fees cost about $500 a year. Each time eggs are thawed, fertilized, and transferred to the uterus with IVF, it costs about $5,000. So this was done a couple years ago. You can only imagine it's gone up, right?
Sure. Absolutely.
So these people are all going to get all their money back, right?
Will they?
Oh, I don't know.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
I would imagine that they would be informed that we will do our best to store your stuff, but we're not. Nothing's infallible. I mean, I don't know.
You sign a contract with the small writing that says, if in case.
Right. Or not even small writing. I mean, I would imagine they'd say, look, we do the best we can.
You're taking the risk.
You know, you're taking a chance. They might not even work anyway.
Right.
I mean, that's something that if you...
Yeah, I heard there's a big class action suit going on. I mean, maybe for the Cleveland one. I've heard just a blip about it this morning on KCBS. But there are people... I mean, I would be freaking pissed, to say the least, to think that, you know, these things that I was sort of banking on, literally banking on them, were now gone and no good. I would at least want my money back. Hmm. All the storage fees and what it cost me to go through the whole thing.
Someone said 415 costs roughly $25,000. We pay $600 a year for storage.
Jesus.
Yeah,
I'd be super bummed.
Is this the same person? Yeah. 415 says, I have our embryo at, what's the name of the place?
Pacific Fertility.
They say PFC. We got a letter saying our tissue was not affected. Scary.
Very.
Yeah, PFC, Pacific Fertility Clinic, here in San Francisco.
That's terrible news for a lot of people, too.
Yeah. This is a trippy story. These actually aren't related other than, I guess, they have something to do with kids, but this was stunning. The story out of Bend, Oregon. Oh. A woman who abandoned children at her Bend daycare to go tanning has been sentenced to 21 years and 4 months in prison.
That seems like a lot.
It does seem like a lot, but then, so that there's the headline and this reporter says something.
Let's take
happened.
Right.
What else happened here? They're saying here that the 32-year-old January Netherlin, that's her name, was sentenced Friday after pleading guilty to 11 counts of first-degree criminal mistreatment. So what was she doing?
Let's guess.
Oh, don't guess. I'll tell you. Right. Netherlin was arrested last year after police found 7 children younger than 5 left unattended at her illegal daycare center. So you already have to go through certain, I guess, I don't know if they're tests or just legal.
Probably just
hoops.
Licensing.
Right.
Right.
But she didn't do any of that.
Okay. She just said, yeah, drop your kid off here. I got them.
So she's running an illegal daycare center, and then authorities say she forced the children to take medicine that would put them to sleep before heading off to the tanning salon or gym.
Oh, so she did this a few times.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. Imagine a parent showing up randomly in the middle of the day and all the kids are asleep on the floor and the woman is gone.
My God, you would think they are not alive.
Right.
In court, Netherlin apologized, telling the families, I failed you, and I let you down.
Yeah. That's what you get for going to a legal daycare.
Prior felony identity theft convictions under the name January Livesey and January Brooks, so she's up to all kinds of...
Scamming the system, Vin.
Nonsense. Here she is. She's sad.
She's sad in her mugshot.
She looks like a tanorexic type person.
Oh, boy.
Well, she looks like she also has her eyebrows tattooed on. Yeah.
Lots of tattoos going on.
Yeah.
A little piercing under her nose there.
Yeah, she's
you know.
She's bad.
She's drugging like, children.
She looks
to
like
make
she
her,
might.
Her gym run. It's not okay, right?
No. I was surprised at first to hear about the 21 years, but boy, this lady just not a great track
I'm
record.
Sure
Let's
she
get
won't...
her out of the gene mainstream pool. For a while.
It's unlikely that she'll do the full 21, but right. I feel like I'd want to send someone in to choke her out if my kid had been drugged and left behind alone, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Like, you don't even want to imagine it as a parent.
I want a UFC lady to go in there and do some yeah. work on her.
She looks like she actually could be a UFC. She's tough. She's rough around the edges there. She's not a dainty flower.
Are you just saying that because she's got tattoos?
No, she's All got right. a brusque look to her face, the harsh eyebrows.
Yeah, I don't want to run into her.
Yeah, she looks like she'd beat my ass for sure.
Oh, so
yeah.
I can't ask you guys to have my back then. Is that what you're
we'll
saying?
We'll go together. Maybe one of us yeah. could set up a distraction yeah. while the other one comes
like,
in and trips her.
Show her our boobs and
sure.
you could punch her on the side of the head. Yeah. Bryn could kick her in the head.
Yeah, how about the three of us go? Bryn can take care of all the physical stuff.
And you could run, Vinny.
Yeah, yeah. With her hands up above your head and a high-pitched scream.
Anyway, this story, I saw this and I had an instant reaction, and it's not on the list, so this list is bogus. But
oh.
Five things you should stop doing in the shower. And my instant response was, well, self-pleasure, you got to stop that. That's a waste of water. You can't be in there doing that. And I know that that's where I did my formative years.
Oh, you contributed to our drought situation.
I did for long periods of time a day, and the
deal, you got to stop that.
Well, that's the first because you know what's weird? We had the most rain perhaps ever last year, and we were out of the drought, and they're already talking about we're back in drought.
Yeah,
because we stopped conserving,
right?
And we didn't have a
great
winter.
Well, people did relax, right?
And now we're back there.
I know.
Again, great.
Well, we've got a couple weeks of rain coming up here, so
you got to talk to your teens about those 40-minute showers. It's not
okay.
You need to let them know you won't interrupt them in their bedrooms.
And they can turn the water off and do whatever they want. But it's,
right.
I
admit part of the reason for doing it in the shower was that that's the only room in the house with a door lock. And the shower noise protected me.
Oh.
From discovery.
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
You're like talking to yourself. You're so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk dirty to me.
You know what I like.
All right, so what are they saying? Is it things like don't wash your hair twice?
Well,
the lather, rinse, repeat thing.
Washing
is BS.
Your face, they say, it's easier and it saves time to wash your face when you're already in the shower. But usually, the water in the shower is too hot.
Oh,
too
and
hot.
That dries
for what?
Your skin out. Oh. Apparently,
well, I slather on moisturizer right afterward anyway, so I'm not super worried about it.
That's good.
Because otherwise my face is never going to get washed.
They put on the list, wash your feet. We've talked about that. I mean, people do.
Don't wash your feet?
No, they say wash your feet.
Oh, yeah, wash your feet for sure.
And those people who say, well, the soap's running down my body.
No.
You need That's to, not.
Let's wash between those toes. Give it a little rub-a-dub.
Soap off your damn feet, fool.
Scrub those down, yeah.
Right. Scrub them down good.
Anyway, the list is bogus already because you need to. That should be on there. Don't sleep with yourself in the shower anymore.
With the water running anyway.
Right. For crying out loud. What's wrong with you? Oh, a couple quick hits here for sports. Richard Sherman, who was the nemesis of the 49ers during our nice run there when we had Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Richard Sherman played for the Seahawks.
Uh-huh.
He's now a Niner.
Oh.
He's joined our team.
I'm sorry, what? I don't know what position
he's
he plays.
A defensive player. He's a safety. He's a really good player.
Play the soundbite.
Oh,
it's the last play of the game. You're going to throw against the best? Play it.
Yeah,
he's never going to get
Richard Sherman is a mouthy dude. And when you play against him, you hate him. I guess now we'll like him. I don't know. It's going to take a minute.
Oh, that's him? Oh,
Legion of Boom is what he said there, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, L-O-B.
That's right, yeah.
And I wanted to mention this. Tiger Woods may be back.
So I hear. I doubt it.
What?
But he may be.
He tied for second place in a tourney over the weekend, and people are saying he looks like the old Tiger Woods.
So that back surgery,
whatever
the most
it was, may have done it.
Well, good for him, I guess.
Well, good for golf, because that they've lost a lot of business.
He's a big star.
I found the soundbite that Huma's looking for.
Crabtree at the time
Stop
was
talking about him, Vinny.
On our team, he was a Niner. Yeah. So,
well,
you know,
that'll be that sounds like a good guy to
you
have
hear
on
that,
your team,
and you hate it.
You don't want to be against him.
Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Will Vinny be going to Ready Player One Extravaganza? Yeah, I'll be there.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That book so good. Read the book. Read the book. Read the book. Enjoy the movie. Read the book.
I just saw the first commercial for it. It looks sort of action-packed.
Well,
Yeah? Okay.
Well, I'm just wondering how they're going to fit that into a two-hour movie. That book is epic.
I think the key, for me anyway, is all the computer graphics.
Yeah.
Because so much of
look
that
amazing.
Doesn't take place in real life.
Right. It takes place in this virtual
and
reality.
And how they switch back and forth. It's going to be tough.
Right.
781 says, Vinny, black don't crack unless you smoke it. Stop hating on Lionel Richie. I didn't hate on Lionel Richie. I actually...
And we've heard black don't crack. However, there's a total difference between
he's
someone
got surgery
who's...
face.
Yeah, you can tell when someone's had it yanked back.
So, and I wasn't hating on the guy. I actually thought he did a fine little job on American Idol last night. And he's definitely got more credibility than anybody who's probably ever been on that show. I can't think of anybody who's...
Well, he's had a full-on lifelong career in music.
And we checked. He's 68.
Yeah.
That cracks a little.
Mm-hmm. By 68, you've got a little. So it is weird when you don't have that at all. Plus, he looks puffed up. Like, you know how they pull your face back and then they feel like they have to puff everything back up to make it look like it didn't yank it back?
Like with the fillers?
Yeah. Mm. Like, you know, he's just got, like... His cheekbones look apple-y round, and there's just some
It's hard to watch. You let me know if you decide to turn that on your TV, if you think it's hard to watch. But I found it hard to watch.
We actually are going to talk a little bit about that. I have another Katy Perry story as well.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember. She was trying to buy a nunnery a few years back.
No.
I'll recap that because there's some developments in that. And also, I think we're going to try and do the music charts in the 7 o'clock hour because Scott Capro is coming in at 8. So all that and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.